Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming here today. I'm pleased to be joined by Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, Representative Pace, Senator Sifton, Representative Gray, and Steve Ellman, the St. Charles County Executive, and Bill Hennessy, the head of the Missouri St. Louis Tea Party, the founder, a co-founder of the St. Louis Tea Party, correct? And what's excellent about the group we have here today is it's a bipartisan group, community organizers, representatives, elected officials, and we're here to talk about the State Auditor's Municipal Courts Initiative, which we are announcing today. I think it's important as a state auditor that citizens of Missouri are sure that individual liberty triumphs over bureaucracy, that our courts are about justice and not revenue, and that all citizens, regardless of race or gender, receive equal treatment under the law by our courts. And that's why we've initiated this effort here today. What we're going to do starting the next year, next calendar year, is audit 10 municipal courts. And the purpose of that audit is, as with all municipal courts, and by the way, since I've been auditor, I've already audited over 3 dozen municipal courts around the state, so it isn't as if we haven't been doing it. But we're going to focus on something new, which is, first of all, the Max Creek Law. As you may know, the Max Creek Law dates back to the 1990s. It originally required that cities turn over any amount of revenue that they obtained from traffic violations over 45% to the state. That was reduced to 35% a few years later. But there were loopholes in that law. It didn't apply to city roads, only to state and federal roads. So any tickets that were written on city roads didn't count. It didn't apply in a variety of other circumstances, or, for example, amended charges. So if you had a moving violation and then it was amended, that didn't apply toward the 35%. That loophole was closed in the previous legislative session, not the one that just finished, but the one before it. And now, the amount, the percentage is 30%, so if a municipality gets more than 30% of its revenue from a traffic violation, it will be obligated to refund that excess to the state. And the purpose of that is to deter municipalities from using the traffic system as a revenue-generating device instead of its original purpose, which is, I mean, the reason we have traffic laws is for safety and efficiency of traffic flow. And some people have become concerned that in some municipalities, it started out with Max Creek, which is in central Missouri, the real purpose behind police stopping people and giving them traffic violations was to generate revenue, and the initial purpose and the real purpose of traffic laws, which is safety and efficiency, was being ignored. So as a result of the change in the law, we can now audit this issue much more effectively. In the past, because so many charges were amended to non-moving violations, very, very few municipalities exceeded that 30 or 35% level. They could always just move it to a non-moving violation. We did find a couple of violations under the old law. Loan Jack did have to refund some money. And we had a situation in Lanigan, in far southwest Missouri, where a sheriff continuously amended tickets to say they'd occurred on city roads when they'd actually occurred on highways in order to get around the law. And he was actually charged with forging over 500 tickets. So occasionally we were able to get a violation under the old law, but now the loopholes have been closed, and now it's very, very clear. Any traffic violation, even if it's amended to a non-moving violation, applies toward the 30%, and this makes it something we can now audit. So one reason we're unveiling this initiative now was it's something that was really not susceptible to being audited before, and now it is. Other reasons, there's been growing concern among elected officials as a result of the Ferguson situation. We also have Steve Ellman from St. Charles. A lot of people driving into St. Charles get caught in these speed traps. More and more officials have become concerned about the abuse of the traffic court system for revenue generation purposes rather than for safety, justice, and efficiency purposes. And because of the wide variety of people who are interested in it, because it can now be audited, because of the situation in Ferguson, we thought this was the right time to unveil this initiative. So what we'll be doing is we'll be picking, for the first year, 10 courts around the state. They're not all in the St. Louis area. I'm having this press conference in St. Louis because St. Louis is where most of the problematic, the potentially problematic traffic courts are, or municipal courts are. So we're having it in St. Louis because we have several of them from here, but they're all around the state, and we'll continue to do it all around the state. The way we picked the courts we're starting with was, one, we looked at the number of traffic stops per capita in that area. We looked at calls we've received on our hotline. The auditor's hotline frequently gets calls about misuse of traffic courts and the traffic system. We listened to our elected representatives and community leaders, and we put it all together to figure out which courts we would use. And the first one, I think, Steve, we have the list right here, right behind you. First 10 courts will be Bellabilla, Ferguson, Foley, Forestell, Ludington, Lynn Creek, Mosby, Pine Lawn, St. Anne, and Winfield. Now, if you're not in one of those courts, we can still add you. I mean, it's not necessarily an exclusive list. We're going to start with those, but if we have evidence that another municipality is abusing the system, we can always add another court. Our plan is then to do at least 5 each subsequent year, 10 to start off with, and 5 each subsequent year. But as I said, we'll continue to look at other ones should circumstances arise. We won't just be looking at Max Street compliance either. Whenever we do a municipal court, we found, for example, embezzlement going on in several courts around the state. We found poor contracting practices. We found failure to use competitive bidding practices, failure to segregate duties in accounting. All the things we look for normally in an audit, we will continue to do. But there'll be a special focus on whether municipalities are complying with this law and whether they are refunding excess revenues to the state. So that's what we're doing. We're very excited about this initiative. I want to address one concern that was already raised to me before I came here, which some of the municipalities are concerned that, you know, they rely very heavily on this revenue, and I've heard some of them already saying to the media, well, you know, if you take away this source of income from traffic stops from us, well, we'll have to go raise taxes. We don't believe that to be true. In St. Louis County alone, there are 91 municipalities. There are all kinds of ways to improve efficiency short of raising taxes. And I think it's a scare tactic being used by bureaucracies that don't want to change, saying, well, either let us abuse the traffic court system or we're going to have to raise your taxes. It is not an either or. I believe the right answer is to maintain traffic violations for their original purpose, which is efficiency and safety. And when it comes to generating revenue, you need to find more efficient ways to spend the money you have, and we are not advocating for any sort of a tax increase. With that, I'd like to allow my guests here to make a few comments about this initiative, and then I'll be happy to take any questions you have. I'll just move from left to right here. Steve, would you start, please?
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the auditor and his office for taking this initiative. I want to give you just a little bit of history on it. It was House Bill 103 where this language was contained, and it all started when I was talking to a former police chief of St. Louis County, Tim Fitch, and explaining how difficult it was for me to run the gauntlet every time I had to go to a meeting downtown St. Louis, and then there would be anywhere from 7 to 10 police cars on I-70 out near the airport. Luckily, I was always successful and never got a ticket. But I was talking to him about it, and he invited me to call Reverend B.T. Rice, who coincidentally was the head of the Concerned Clergy Coalition of North St. Louis County. In fact, I would suggest we quit calling this the amended Max Creek Bill and call it the Concerned Clergy Coalition Bill. Because I met with him, and his church was in North County, but he happened to be a constituent of mine living in St. Charles County. And we talked about it, and I said, Pastor, what's the problem here? He said, well, we got together and it found out that all of our churches in North County were having a decrease in revenue, in our contributions. And we start talking to each other and found out that in many, many, many cases, we'd ask people, well, why haven't you been able to contribute? And they would say, well, I got a $200 fine in some municipality, and I need to pay that or I'll go to jail. So that's when they got involved. And I talked to Senator Tom Dempsey, who put a bill in to go ahead and actually lower it to 20%. And he passed that bill in the Senate, went to the House, got slowed down. On the last day of the session, Tom went ahead and amended it to a different House bill, and the governor signed it, and it is now the law. So I just think, and of course, some people are going to say, well, it's necessary to give these tickets to slow people down and to protect public safety. And there's nothing in this legislation that keeps any municipality from writing as many tickets as they feel are necessary. The problem is, after they collect 30%, the profit motive is gone. So at that point, you know, if they continue to write tickets, it's because they really think it's for a public safety purpose. So, Mr. Auditor, thank you again for your work on this.
If I can have your name and spell it.
I'm Steve Ellman, the county executive from St. Charles County, STEVEEHLMANN.
Good morning. I'm State Representative Rochelle Gray of the 75th District, and I too have spoken with Reverend Rice about this situation. He has come to Jefferson City and met with me. I also happen to work in a law firm, and we do have several clients who have these issues with not being able to pay their fines. And of course, if you are breaking the law, you do need to pay that. But just the red light cameras and the speed cameras and things like that, and just stopping people unwarrantedly, that does need to stop. So I do appreciate this audit, and I hope that we can get some solutions.
Scott Sifton, State Senator for the 1st District in South St. Louis County in the Inner Suburban Ring. One of the municipalities that I represent is on the list, in the list on the bulletin board in front of you. And I will say from about the first door I knocked on as a state house candidate, I have been getting complaints about that particular jurisdiction. I think it's great that the legislature has, over the course of time, lowered the revenue cap from 45% to 30%, a 50% decrease. I suspect that there will be continued investigation as to whether we need to lower it further. But I think that holding these municipalities to account for the change in state law is exactly the sort of thing you have a state auditor's office to do. And hopefully, all of these municipalities are in compliance with the new law. And if they are not, rest assured, they will be held to account. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Representative Sharon Pace of the 74th District, and one of those communities is located on the poster is also in my district, and that would be Ferguson. I've had several calls from my constituents as well, and there are real concerns in regards to the tickets that they're receiving. It should not be a revenue-generating source, and that's what it's being used for in certain municipalities. I'd like to thank the auditor for doing this, and I'd certainly appreciate it, and hopefully we can come to some kind of conclusion and make sure that these particular situations are under control. Thank you.
Good morning. I am State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, representing Central and North County. I would like to thank the state auditor for his efforts and always communicating with our office in Jefferson City and here in St. Louis. I have to tell you, I represent 41 municipalities in part and in whole. You have three of the municipalities that I represent on this list, and I have to tell you, in our community meetings that we have twice a week, my constituents are very happy. One of the things that we have known for quite a long time is that many of my constituents have been stopped intentionally. Now, while I'm from University City, where we do have traffic issues along Delmar, where we have literally had several deaths because of speeding, I think we in University City proactively try to get people to be cognizant of the type of community that we have. We have a very large Jewish Orthodox community, a very large pedestrian community, and so safety is number one. And our police officers, our police department has been very, very aggressive in seeing that people are safe in our community. However, in other parts of my district, like Pine Lawn, I have received several complaints from my constituents as well as St. Anne. So this is an obvious problem. In fact, in one of our classes, I was trying to ask my constituents what municipalities they would like to see that would be audited. And I didn't know what the full list was. I actually had Florissant on there, but everyone wanted Pine Lawn. And the state auditor's staff wouldn't tell me which of the three were in my district. And so while they wanted to have Florissant added to that, they are going to be very, very happy that Pine Lawn is on this list because they do believe there should be some type of investigation.
Hi, I'm Bill Hennessy with the St. Louis Tea Party Coalition. I have to thank the auditor, too, for taking the leadership on this and for everybody that's up here that's doing something about what really is a human problem. You know, the Tea Party gets a reputation for being against all government. We're not. We're against bad government. We're for good government, happiness in good government. We want people to be able to live their lives the best they can and get a life what they expect. But you can't do that if you can't predict what's going to happen when you get into your car, or if you leave your trash cans out at the curb for a couple of extra hours. And the stories of what goes on in some of these municipal courts is frightening and sad. This is the United States. This is St. Louis. This is Missouri. We can do better than this. So I want to thank Auditor Schweik for taking the lead on this, and I hope that that your efforts will lead to a better community and a better state. Thank you.
A couple of final notes on the timing of the audits. Because the fiscal years of the municipalities vary, some audits can't be started until June. So you'll probably see a first round of audits come out late spring of next year, and then another round late fall of next year, because you have to have a full year of fiscal data before you can do the audit. And so the fiscal year Ferguson, for example, doesn't end until June, so we wouldn't be able to start that one until June, just so everybody knows the timing. That one would come out late next year. Some of these other ones have a fiscal year that ends at the end of this coming year, and therefore we'd be able to start that immediately in January. So there's a little bit of issue on the timing when we can do the audits, but all of them will be done next year. The final thing I want to say is I don't want anything we're saying here today, and I've spoken to everybody about this, to suggest there's any problem with law enforcement. My background is in law enforcement. I was a federal prosecutor on the Waco investigation. I was an international law enforcement official at the State Department fighting terrorism and drugs and gangs and things like that, and we have tremendous respect and appreciation for good, solid law enforcement. Some of the anecdotal information that I have is a lot of the police don't like being revenue generators either. They want to go out there and make sure there's safety on the streets. And so what we're trying to do here is, as Steve Aylman alluded to, they can write as many tickets as they need to for safety purposes. What we want to do is take out the motive or the pressure that might be on law enforcement to generate revenue, because that's not really what the purpose of these laws is. And when you see such a broad-based coalition of people from all ends of the political spectrum, different ideological beliefs on other issues coming together and agree that this needs to be done, you know it's going to be good work. We're going to put a top group of people of our auditors on this. We're going to move as quickly and efficiently as possible. We expect to have the first round of 4 or 5, maybe 6 out late spring, and then the next round late next year. And then we're going to continue this process as long as I'm auditor, and I hope future auditors will do the same thing, because it's a problem that's universally recognized, and we're going to proceed as expeditiously and efficiently as possible. Thank you all for being here, and we're happy to answer any questions. They can be directed to me, or they can be directed to anybody else who's up here. Yes?